Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
The title of this story is The Babysitter. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
Sarah opened the front door and almost fell inside, tripping over her high heels. "Whoa, babe," Vic said laughing as he grabbed her arm to catch her. "You don't want to wake up the baby." It was their anniversary, and they were able to get Violet, the neighbor's daughter, to watch their son for them. Sarah was very excited to be able to go out. She felt like it had been so long since they were able to go out just the two of them, so excited that she might have overdone it a little bit. She was so busy getting everything together for the babysitter, doing her makeup, and getting dressed in her cutest little black dress, that she didn't even eat lunch before they had left. When she drank that first Long Island iced tea, it went straight to her head. She ate a good dinner, but combined with the second Long Island, she was good and gone. "I'm good, baby," she said as she tried to look sexy and slyly grab her husband's cock. "Pay Violet and meet me upstairs." Sarah winked at her husband and slowly pulled her shoes off on her way up the stairs to their bedroom. Nick laughed under his breath and shook his head. He was sure she would be passed out by the time he got up to their bedroom. He walked over to the family room where he found Violet watching TV. "Hey, how did the night go?" "Oh, good. He really is a good baby. Thank you for thinking of me to watch him, mister." "Nick, please, I've told you before." "Okay, sorry, Nick." She slightly blushed and looked up at him. "I really do appreciate it. I'm trying to save up some money for my graduation trip." "Graduation? Already? I can't believe you are graduating from high school already, Violet." Nick sat down on the couch facing her, his arm resting on the back of the couch, just slightly behind Violet. "I still remember when you and your family moved in next door." "Yes, I am now 18 and I am graduating in 3 months. A semester early, actually. By the way, if I am calling you Nick, you should call me Vi. All my friends call me Vi." "Okay, Vi it is." "That is super impressive, by the way. Graduating a full semester early. That is pretty impressive." Vi blushed again and put her arm on the back of the couch, her fingertips lightly brushing Nick's. Nick felt this and started to slowly notice her a little more. Vi was about 57. She had long dark brown hair that went down to the middle of her back. Even with it pulled back into a high ponytail, it was still long. She was wearing a white tank top and you could see the cleavage of her perky C-cup breasts poking out the black bra she was wearing under it. The skinny jeans she wore helped to accent her perfectly round and plump ass. He had always thought she was cute and his wife Sarah had even commented on how Vi was turning into a pretty hot girl. But Nick was now truly seeing her for what seemed like the first time. He could feel his cock starting to notice also. He was thinking this was his cue to pay Vi and get her out before she noticed what was happening in his pants. "So, Vi, I'm sure you have other stuff you would rather do than sit here and talk to your boring neighbor. I'll get your money and walk you to the door." Vi started to stand up, feeling a little disappointed. She had always had a crush on Nick. She would see him outside mowing the lawn without his shirt on or in his driveway working on his truck, dirty and dripping with sweat. She always found him to be so sexy. She slowly stood up, took a step, and immediately slipped on one of the baby's toys. She awkwardly spun around and landed in Nick's lap just as he was standing up. When she fell onto him, her back was facing him and her hair landed in his face. The sweet scent of her perfume was intoxicating. "Oh, wow, I am so sorry." Vi was so embarrassed, but as she was trying to adjust herself from the fall, she realized she could feel something in Nick's pants. She was so excited. She knew this would be one of her only chances to take advantage of this. His wife Sarah was asleep upstairs along with the baby. They were essentially by themselves. She decided to take her chance. She turned so she was sitting sideways in Nick's lap and looked at him directly in his eyes. "Actually, I don't think I am that sorry anymore, Nick." Nick looked at Vi, knowing she knew exactly what was happening in his pants. He knew he shouldn't be letting this happen, but at this moment he really didn't care. Her bright green eyes were looking into his and he knew what she wanted. Vi brought her left hand up and put it behind Nick's head. She slowly started to pull his face toward hers. Nick felt as if his body was reacting on its own. His brain was telling him one thing, but his body was doing something completely different. As he felt his lips come in contact with Vi's soft lips, he felt the lust fully taking over and he brought both his hands up to cup her face. He started to slowly open his lips and slipped his tongue inside of her mouth. He felt her tongue eagerly meet and massage his. He started to run his hands around to her back. Vi slightly stood up so she could move her right leg around Nick's legs, sitting back down straddling him now. She started to run her hands through his hair. Nick was moving his hands up and down her back. He found the bottom edge of her tank top and slowly moved them under. Just then Vi broke their kiss and looked at Nick straight-faced. She removed her right hand from Nick's hair and moved it around to her back. With one quick movement, she unclasped her bra. She pulled the straps down off of her arms and pulled the bra out of her top. Then with a big grin, she put both of her hands back in his hair and kissed him hard. Without the barrier of her bra, Nick's hands moved to the front of Vi, groping her chest, a perky, soft C-cup in each hand. As he started to pinch her fully erect nipples, she moaned a little and laid her head back. Nick took this opportunity to start kissing her neck. He was trailing kisses down her neck to her collarbone. Vi pulled her tank top up over her head and tossed it to the ground. Nick then began laying kisses down further, locking his lips around her nipples. Vi's moaning became louder as she felt Nick's hands and mouth moving all around her upper body. Sarah woke up suddenly. She heard a sound coming from outside her room. She automatically thought it was the baby crying. Nick, Nicky's crying. She threw her hand over to her husband's side of the bed, thinking she would be tapping him on his chest, but when her hand didn't land on her husband but on the bed, she looked up. She heard the sound again. Looking around, she realized the sound was coming from downstairs. Nick must be watching TV, she thought to herself. Sarah got up and walked down into the bottom of the stairs. She heard the sound once more and turned her head toward the family room, where she thought she would see her handsome husband sitting watching television. When she looked harder, she realized her husband wasn't alone. She rubbed her eyes and looked again. Was she still drunk? Nick was aggressively sucking on the babysitter's breasts. Sarah knew she should be upset. She and her husband had just celebrated their wedding anniversary. However, when she looked at her husband and saw the lust and desire in the way he was looking at Violet, it turned her on. She couldn't help herself. She tried to stay hidden in the stairs while she spied on the two new lovers touching each other. Oh, Nick, you don't know how many times I've thought about doing this, Vi started saying as she slid off of his lap and got on her knees in front of him. She brought her hands up to his knees and rubbed his up thighs until he reached the top of his pants. She undid the button on his pants and Nick lifted up so she could pull them down. Vi hooked her fingers into the waistband of his pants and boxer briefs and pulled them down and off of his legs. As she was doing this, Nick pulled his shirt up and over his head. When Vi looked up, she ran her hand up to his firm chest and down to meet, with her other hand closing around his already hard cock. She lowered her lips down to the top of his cock and kissed the head. She slowly ran her tongue around it. The musky scent and the salty taste had her in a state of euphoria. She was stroking his hard, rigid shaft with her hands when Nick wrapped his right hand in her ponytail and placed the left on top of her head. His hands started moving along with the motion of her head as she started bobbing up and down on his thick cock. She played with and massaged his balls. Nick was in heaven. Every time Vi would go down, she was able to take him more and more into her mouth until she was finally at the base of him. Once she got to the base, she stuck out her tongue, slightly licking his balls. She would gag herself a little bit, but she didn't care. She loved the feeling of having all of Nick's cock in her mouth. As she would lift off of him, she could feel the slight pressure of his hands pushing down on her head. So she knew he liked it too. He pushed her head down, and each time she would gag, and she was loving it. The feeling of his cock head hitting the back of her throat, the tears slightly building up in the corner of her eyes, and the sensation of his hands pushing down on her head. It was all more than she could have imagined. She could feel herself getting wetter and wetter. Nick was enjoying every second of this, but needed to taste her too. He pulled her up so they were both standing now. Nick leaned in hard, smashing his lips to hers. Then he knelt down and pulled off her skinny jeans, placing them on the floor next to her top and bra. Reaching up, he hooked his fingers around her thin cotton white thong she had on and pulled it down off of her. They were drenched. Instead of putting the panties next to the rest of her clothes, he put the thong on top of his clothes. Staring her straight in her eyes, he said, "These are mine now." She just nodded her head. Standing back up, he kissed her. "Lay down on the couch," he commanded, and she did as she was told. Nick got on his knees, placing his hands on her, rubbing them all over her body. He grabbed a hold of her just under her knees and pulled her legs to him, one leg on each side of him. He moved his hands up and down her inner thighs, placing small kisses and nibbles along the way, and licking up the slickness that had leaked out of her already. The sweet scent of her matched the taste his tongue was enjoying. When his right hand reached her pussy lips, Nick parted them with his fingers. "God, Vi, you are soaking wet. You look so good." Nick quickly found her swollen clit, and his fingers began making circles around it. He leaned forward and started to lick her. Vi's moan started to get louder. Nick knew all the right things to do, to touch and taste. Sarah, still standing in the stairwell, now had her dress pulled up around her hips and had her hand in her panties. She was rubbing her clit and was slowly bringing herself closer and closer to her climax. She loved the sight of her husband going down on her young hot babysitter. To see the pleasure in Violet's face, the pleasure that Nick was the cause of. It made her so wet. It turned her on more than she can remember being in a while. She and her husband had always talked about different fantasies, and bringing another girl in was one of them. Vic now had two fingers inside Violet, moving them in and out. His tongue was attacking her clit. The sounds coming from her were too much for Sarah to handle. She came hard and moaned so loud that Nick and Violet both looked up. While Nick stayed cool and collected, Vi looked scared. Vic simply put his hand on her chest, looked at her, and said calmly, "Relax, sweetheart." Vic then looked up to his wife. "Enjoying yourself, baby?" Sarah shook her head yes, a little embarrassed to have been caught. Vic put his hand out for Sarah to take. She walked over to the front of the couch and took it. Vic placed his wife's hands on Vi's breasts. Vi and Sarah looked at each other. Vi's look on her face changed from scared to lustful once again. She brought her hands up to Sarah and pulled her down for a tongue-filled sloppy wet kiss. Vic smiled. He couldn't think of anything better. He and his wife were both living out one of their fantasies. Nothing made him happier than making his wife happy, and he knew this was something she had been dreaming about for a while. Nick began his assault on Vi's pussy once again. He was licking her swollen wet clit, and had two fingers inside of her, twisting and pumping in and out until he found the soft spongy spot he was looking for. He looked up and Sarah was now sucking on Vi's tits. Vi had her eyes closed tight, moaning loud. "Oh, yes, please don't stop, Nick. Oh God, keep going." Yes, Nick felt her pussy tighten around his fingers. She started coming down from her high, and as she grew quiet, he slowly stopped. Both girls looked over at him. With a big smile, Nick looked up from between Vi's legs and licked his lips, enjoying the lingering last bit of her juices on his face. Vi giggled, looked at Sarah, and put her hands at the bottom of Sarah's dress and began to lift it over her head. Vi took the dress and threw it in the pile of her own clothes on the floor. She grabbed Sarah's tits and gave each nipple a kiss and a lick. Vic came up behind Sarah and pulled her black lace panties down. He then put her soaking wet panties next to Vi's. He gave them both a grin, then took his wife by the back of the neck and pushed her down onto the couch so that her knees were on the cushions and her hands were on the back of it. Her ass was now just in the right spot for his cock to enter her. "Vi," Nick said while caressing her face with his hand. "Be a good girl, kneel next to me." Vi did as she was told once again. Nick began to enter his wife's pussy. "Oh, wow, baby doll. Watching me going down on another girl really turned you on, didn't it?" It was a question, but he said it as a statement. "Yes, dot 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 dot, yes it did." Sarah tried answering between his strong thrusts and her own moans. "You are so wet, baby doll. I slide into you so easily." Nick then looked to Vi, who was waiting patiently by his side. He pulled himself out of his wife and moved his thick rod to her face. She knowingly opened her mouth and accepted it right away. She sucked all of Sarah's juices off of him, and then he threw himself back into his wife. They did this over and over again until Nick could sense Sarah was getting close to her orgasm. "Vi, sweetie, help my beautiful wife out. Lick her pussy. Make her feel all that much better." Right when Sarah felt the warmth of Vi's tongue on her wet pussy combined with Nick's dick still inside her, her orgasm rocked through her. Her arms and legs shook and became weak as she collapsed onto the couch. Sarah rolled over and looked at her husband and his beautiful mistress, both of them glistening, Nick from sweat and Vi from having her juices on her face. "I want to see you fuck her," Sarah said. She looked over at Vi and could see a hopeful smile grow on her face. "I want to see you fuck her hard. I want to hear your balls slapping into her clit and see how wet she gets while you are ramming your hardness into her." Nick leaned over his wife, gave her a quick smack on her sopping wet cunt, and kissed her. Both Sarah and Nick got up and took one of Vi's hands. They lifted her up to her feet from the floor and laid her on her back on the couch. Sarah now kneeled down on the ground while Nick positioned himself in front of Vi's wanting pussy lips. Sarah took Nick's stiffness into her hand and guided it inside of Vi. Vi was so wet he slid inside with ease. "Oh damn, Sarah, she is so tight." Nick looked at his wife as he started to pump himself faster and faster into Vi's moist pussy. Sarah started to play with Vi's tits, pinching her nipples and kissing them. Vi reached for Sarah's face and pulled her up to her own and planted her lips on hers. She moaned into Sarah's mouth as she slipped her tongue in it. Sarah moved her hands back to Vi's soft breasts while still making out with her. Vic looked down at the incredible sight of his wife kissing and feeling up on a young, gorgeous 18-year-old girl. It was the sight of his dreams, and he was loving every second of it. Still pumping in and out of Vi's sopping wet cunt, he could feel himself getting closer to the edge of his pleasure. He pulled out of Vi, and both girls knew what was happening, came close to him and opened their mouths. Wrapping his hand around his cock, he began stroking himself over the girls' faces. Soon he was shooting his hot white load all over their faces, rope after rope landing on their faces. When he was done, Sarah licked him from base to tip, then put him in her mouth, sucking him clean and coming off him with a pop. Vi then pulled Sarah's face to her and began licking her clean of all of Nick's sticky sweetness. Sarah then did the same for her. They all got up after relaxing for a bit. Violet got dressed. Nick and Sarah wrapped blankets around themselves and walked her to the front door. They each gave her a nice long kiss goodbye. Then Nick realized something as Vi began to open the door. Oh wait, I almost forgot. Nick jogged over to where his pants still lay on the ground in the family room and took his wallet out of the back pocket. We still owe you for babysitting. Oh no, I'm pretty sure you already paid me pretty well, Vi said blushing. Nick pushed the money into her hand. No, that was for fun. Fun that we are more than willing to repeat anytime you want to. He put his hand on the back of her head and pulled her in for another deep kiss. This is for your trip. Well, okay. Thank you. She started to turn around to walk out of the door when Sarah grabbed her hand. We might need a babysitter again tomorrow evening. Maybe around 9:30 p.m. Okay. Vi said with a huge smile on her face. And with that she walked back down the sidewalk to her house. Nick and Sarah shut the door, kissed, and headed up to bed. All three of them slept better than they had in a long time.